Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 327 for March 25, 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 seconds to allow for priority traffic or for stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those four items of information are what we'd like to hear from check-in. If you don't have an SDF username yet, well, you know, get on the ball and get one, all right? This is a directed net. This net meets every Monday at 0 hours Zulu or GMT or UTC, whatever you want to call it, on Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. Let me reset. Okay. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week's question, well, it's kind of a two-part thing here. I mean, in the past, I think we've covered the idea of do you do homebrew building, accessories or radios or kits or, you know, so on. But and I think it's probably about time to revisit that topic. But specifically today, what I had in mind was to kind of do a survey of soldering gear. What kind of soldering iron or workstation or, what do you use for soldering? Maybe you don't do any soldering at all. That's okay. And so very quickly, I'll say, I've been at this for quite a while. So I remember, I think, the first soldering tool I bought was a Sears branded Weller soldering gun, big heavy thing that looked like a weapon, and it had this enormous tip on it. It was, definitely for large components, not for your typical semiconductor printed circuit board kind of stuff. But that lasted me for a number of years. But then I happened to pick up at a garage or estate sale a very nice Edson Lohner 951SX temperature-controlled soldering station. And that's been my thing ever since then. I've got a few other, little soldering pencils that I picked up at Radio Shack over the years or picked up at ham fests or estate sales or whatever. But the Edson is really what works for me these days. So let me that's what our topic is. Do you do any soldering? And if you do, what soldering tools do you use? And I suppose we could also include the solder itself. I'm very fond of extremely fine solder. I've not this fancy lead-free stuff. I've the good old lead tin. Solder, but the very hair-thin strands of it. Anyway, all right, let me reset again. Okay, I'm checking the dashboard here, and I don't see any new call signs just recently, so I see N4RNW, VK6BQQ, KC3LYZ, KJ6DRH, KQ4MII, KD9NDJ, DE6UX, and KC1TCA. Very nice turnout this week. Thanks, everybody. So if you heard your call sign just now, you're on my list. You don't have to do anything. I'll be calling on you in turn. If you are somehow listening to me and did not hear your call sign, then you need to speak up so I can add you to my list. I don't think there's any of those, but I'm going to pause now just in case. Perhaps I should explain. The NB0X-L gateway is active this week, and there's always the chance that if it's working properly, somebody might be out there on All-Star or DMR trying to join us. So I always want to give them a chance to speak up if they are there. All right. So it's time for me to go down my list, starting with N4RNW. Oops, I see that N4RNW has dropped off of the dashboard here. I didn't see that. So maybe he'll be back. Next, then, is, let me make sure, yeah, VK6BQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, good to hear you in here. My morning, your evening. And, yes, the old Weller. The soldering master of masters, that's for sure. But good to hear you in, Wayne. Just here listening. Got my coffee on, and so far we don't want to spill anything. So back to you, sir, and thank you for being here. AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ Australia.
Okay, and thank you, Reg, for being with us this week. Next on my list is KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia, STF username Robert R. Haven't really done any buildings, so haven't done soldering yet, but I'm mainly a software guy, but I don't know how much I can do with that with limited vision, but we have some friends that will do that. Back to that.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Yeah, I definitely don't want to burn yourself if you can't see what you're doing. I don't know, it wouldn't surprise me if there are some blind hams out there who are pretty adept with a soldering iron. Let's see, next on my list is KJ6DRH.
Hello, KJ6DRH out of Bakersfield. Username is Caffeine, C-A-P-H-E-I-N-D. I just bought a soldering iron, and it fell apart on me. It was the cheapest one I could find on Amazon. So I just got a new kit. I haven't used it yet, but I have an antenna I got to put together, so I'll probably be using it within the next week or two. Back to net.
Okay, thank you, Troy. Well, good luck building your kit there, and hope you find a better soldering tool than the one that fell apart on you there. Next is KQ4MII.
Thank you, Wayne. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Mike India India, Mark in Reston, Virginia. My SDF login is M Cornick. I do a little bit of soldering and making stuff, not a whole lot, but here and there I do it. I don't have any equipment here at my apartment. Number one, because I don't really have a good safe place to set it up. But number two, because I'm a member of a makerspace in my community, and they have really good stuff that I don't need to buy for myself. They have several high-end soldering stations. They have a reflow oven for doing a surface mount kind of stuff. And they have people there who know better than me what they're doing and can help me when I need help. So, yeah, I basically know what I'm doing, but especially with some of the SMD stuff, it helps to have a little Elmering, as we like to say, in this business. So that's how I do things. Otherwise, everything's great here, so I'll send it back to Net, KQ4MII.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool to have a makerspace. They probably have, real professional-grade reflow ovens. Among hams, though, you can kind of make a surface mount soldering oven out of a toaster oven, and maybe with a little bit of microprocessor and temperature sensor and stuff. I know a lot of people have done that. So if you can't quite come to spend the kind of money for a professional grade, you can hack something together. I wonder, what do they have for just regular soldering? There's been a lot of new products coming in from Asia. I'm thinking in particular of the brand named Hakko, who have been very popular in the last several years. And I'm just kind of curious, what does your makerspace have?
You know, the brand name is escaping me for the moment, but it's, I think it was acquired from one of the big online shops that sells maker parts and stuff, somebody like Adafruit or somebody like that. You know, several different tips for each one, very highly adjustable temperature and all that, you know, stuff you would expect. So they do the job for me. Regarding the reflow oven, yeah, we actually have both there. We have the professional grade reflow, and then we have a hacked up toaster oven as well. The hacked up toaster oven is actually the one I prefer to use just because I enjoy watching the little robotic arm do its thing. But back to you.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Let's see, next on my list is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the crew. My name is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. My SDF username is KDB. I'm an inveterate and indefatigable maker. I was involved in the makerspace at U of I on the campus of the University of Illinois for a while, and they had good gear. But my own gear, I'm not going to laugh at the Weller, because I've had one since I was 14, and I still use it quite often. It's good for large pieces, like if you're soldering antennas or mic cables or whatever. But I've got a soldering station maybe 20 years ago. It was one of the first waves of the imported from China. I think it was CNC is the brand that comes to mind. Anyway, that fell apart on me after a while. I used this gear quite a bit. So I replaced that with a Weller soldering station, which I got at a Ham Fest, which is excellent. And I also, as I've gotten older, things have gotten smaller. So for SMD work, I use a heat gun that's my most recent piece of soldering equipment. I'm not that good at surface mount components. My eyesight isn't what it used to be, and my patience was never good. So there you have it. It's definitely 60-40, the finest grade, so the finest dimension, diameter solder I can get that I use, and I've got quite a bit of it on hand. So anyway, this is KD9NDJ. Back to Wayne.
All right. Well, thank you, Ken. And yeah, let's just weird. Oh, shoot. There was something that you said that kind of latched in my brain. I thought, oh, yeah, I should comment about that. And now I can't remember. What was it? Ernest? Oh, well, maybe it'll come back to me later. All right. Well, yeah, thanks. The 60-40, I forgot to actually mention the particular blend of alloy there, but yeah, that's the good old standard solder. Next on my list here, VE6UX.
VB9FJ, and the net Victor Echo 6 uniform X-ray. Have to stutter on the 6, I still want to say 7. Here in Calgary, Alberta, where it's about minus 4 degrees Celsius, about 25 degrees Fahrenheit for those of you south of the border. No snow today, but we still got about 20 centimeters on the ground. It's supposed to melt and snow, et cetera, for the next 2 weeks. So that's what we're living with in this area. Let me break. Wayne, I have the same soldering station as you sitting right behind me, good old Edson. It's got about a 25-year-old tip on it that's my favorite. I have spare ones. I have never had to break them out. I teach soldering. I used to teach soldering in the military, electromechanical engineer from Canadian Forces. I used to teach it for Canadian Pacific Communications, and I teach it in 3 of the 6 maker spaces that we have in Calgary. I've also just set up a station, or in the middle of setting up a station at Fuse 33 makerspace. New call sign for it's a Victor Echo 6, Foxtrot uniform, Sierra. I have to think about it as I'm saying it, so I think it's the first time I've said it that way. And I have my instructor's certificate as well, or not instructor's certificate, examiner's certificate in Canada as well. So I'll be doing exams for, again, probably 3 out of the 6 makerspaces. Let me break. I actually just came from Protospace, which is our Northeast Calgary makerspace, doing a course there. I have to teach some at Fuse 33. Amateur radio and soldering, teaching air gun work and stuff at Protospace, and the other one that I go to is University of Calgary Engineering Makerspace, which is one of 3 from the University of Calgary, so we have lots of good stuff. I started doing SMD with a cast iron frying pan and the stove, and it's doable. I have a hot plate for doing SMD, and that's what I do when I do that kind of work. One more break. Yeah, you got your choice of pretty much 3 types of solder, tin-based without lead in it. That way you can deal with ROHS in Europe or be legal in California. You have the good old 60-40, which was the standby for a long time for people in solder. But 63-37 has no plastic range. 60-40 has about 5 degrees, so us shaky guys as we get old don't make cold soldering joints. So lots of good things to do, but if you're doing stuff in a car, don't do it with a soldering iron. Use a crimping tool. Solder is really bad in a car. And other a mobile device, like a rocket ship or an airplane. V6UX, back to net.
Okay, good stuff there, Michael. Thanks for that. Yeah, it sounds like you've got lots of maker resources there in Calgary. Also, I think there's supposed to be some nasty weather coming through. Maybe it's up to the south of you. I think it's mostly like Montana and the Dakotas and into Minnesota and Wisconsin. But I hope you guys can dodge it. It sounds like a lot of snow. It sounds you've still got 20 inches on the 20 centimeters on the ground. Gosh, I don't think we had more than, say, 8 centimeters tops the whole winter, and it didn't last long. There. All right, let's see. Next on my list here is KC1TCA.
Hey, Wayne and everybody. This is KC1TCA, Rich, in East Falmouth. My SDF username is Romeo Foxtrot X-Ray. I'm not even sure if this is coming through because I don't do this enough to be really well practiced, but it looks like it is, so I'm going to keep going. I have done some soldering. I have a Weller that's 25 years old with a 25-year-old tip on it, and I also use the 60-40, the fine stuff. I've never done anything solder-wise for ham radio because I just got into it recently, and so I can't talk about doing anything useful there. Lately, I've gotten involved in some things that's a little bit different, but you still build it, is Arden Mesh stuff. So I've been building 2 Arden Mesh nodes that can be deployed. And while you don't actually put anything together, you do assemble a lot of parts that already exist, like a phone and Raspberry Pi and switch and power supplies and batteries and all that jazz, and then of course the radios and the big antennas too. But for the soldering stuff, it's all been amateur robotics and amateur electronics, and it's very amateur. So I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm muddling through, and so it's been pretty fun. I enjoy it a lot. I do inhale some of the fumes, and I still seem to be okay. So I don't know, good to go there. So that's it. Back to you.
Oh, that's a good point. I should have asked, does anybody bother to get an air filter to suck the fumes away? Actually, it's like burning leaves. I mean, solder smoke, it's like a perfume, okay, or a pheromone, perhaps. I like it. I don't go around, you know, huffing it, but I don't shy away from it anyway. And it has, I don't think it has harmed me. I'm 71 years old, and I don't spend 40 hours a week with, you know, melted solder on my workbench, but I haven't shied away from it. So anyway, where am I going with that? I'm wondering. I should mention that I see that the Ham Conference has connected to us, so there might be some stations out there, especially some of those down under guys, who are listening and would like to join us. So let me recap that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, yada, yada, yada. And if you would like to check in with us, come now with your call sign. I'm directing that specifically at those stations on the Ham Conference. Okay, maybe later. Let's see. Let me just check real quick and see if Harold has returned. No, I don't see him. All right. He was here at the beginning of the net, but I guess he dropped out before I could call on him. So, I thought I had something that was on the tip of my tongue, and I still haven't found it again. So, I think one kind of related concept to soldering irons is we talked about, like, reflow ovens, and I guess one tool that you might use nowadays, especially with SMD work, is a hot air gun. So, I have one that I only use it really for heat shrink tubing, but I suppose a good one might actually be used for reflowing solder on a PC board, or for desoldering components off of a PC board. So would anyone, if anyone has, would like to do a recheck and talk about using hot air as well as a hot soldering tip for dealing with solder. Otherwise, any other recheck, if you have anything else that you want to add to what you said before, please call now.
89NDK, I'll talk about the hot air.
I'll have to just say in and out, VK2DY.
Okay, let me just acknowledge VK2DY in and out and pass the control to KD9NDJ.
I mentioned that I got a hot air station for very fine SMD work. It came with a great batch of tools, little tweezers and so forth. And it works pretty well. I've used it once. I'm about to use it again. But for rework, I've got a hot air. It goes the other direction, the hot air. You suck with the hot air. And that's a pretty cumbersome tool that takes some experience to get to use. It's in the event that you've made a mistake and you need to desolder, it sure beats the braid and the squeeze ball, but the rework station is an interesting concept. I've never really mastered it. It's better to solder it right the first time, absolutely. E9NDJ.
Okay, well, that's good. Does anyone else want to chime in?
Yeah, KC1TCA. I'm surprised it's about the hot air, because it seems like that would just cook any of the components around, you know, if you've got any sensitive components there, especially. And then the skillet and the toaster oven, too, sound like that might be the same problem, but I guess that isn't the same problem there. Must work, right?
Well, I think the temperatures necessary to melt solder are not necessarily fatal to semiconductors. So I think that's the bottom line. I mean, otherwise, a soldering iron on a pin on an IC would be a risky thing. So I'm trying to think, what kind of temperatures are we usually dealing with here? Somewhere around the 400 Fahrenheit range? I haven't done that much heavy-duty soldering lately that I don't have the numbers in my head handy. So maybe someone wants to jump in with that. Okay, I suppose I could call one more time for anyone on the Ham Conference who would like to check in with us. Please come now with your call sign. All right, well, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour. So this is about the time when things sort of slow down and it becomes time to think about wrapping the net up. So let's make this the last call for rechecks or new comments. All right. So this concludes this week's SDS Amateur Radio Club Net. Let's call it 0030 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, we still have that 31650 talk group. I don't know if anyone has ever checked that out lately. But we do have COM on SDS, and you can join us in the Anon radio room. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73 for now.